I'm here vibing with a living legend in the entertainment industry. His parents named him Leonard Bartley, but we know him as...
Merciless. God bless me more and curse me less. Yeah.
Father Leonard.
Yes, sir.
Howdy.
Buckerfield crowd, you know?
Mad thing.
Yeah, man. Enjoy. Tell them not try crowd me. Teach them! We have fame, but we won't get the fortune. We want beard in a cash in a me bathroom. Me was bigger than the rich sir half moon. Me want go up on vacation a Cancun. Born poor, me never born with no gold spoon. Me want 2 pet giraffe and a baboon. Me want some hair of money, high tycoon. I wouldn't mind win the lotto this afternoon. Teach them! From the violets, it's going to reach them.
Teach them! Always make sure the message I reach them!
Father Leonard.
Yes, sir.
How are things, sir?
Things are fine, you know, because I'm living the legend like what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, not dead. Because warred, never mash up and can't dead.
Simple.
You understand? Still on my bulla and my cornbread.
Early life, place of birth.
Clarendon, man. Chapelton, a place named Chapelton, Clarendon, you know? Mm. Turner's District.
Turner's District.
Yeah.
Mm. Siblings?
Yeah, man. It was 8 of us on the Washbelly.
Yeah, Washbelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody still around?
No, some of us leave us.
My condolences.
Yeah, like 3 of us has left us.
Okay, 3 of us have left us. Yeah. Mommy and daddy still around?
My father has left us also, but my mommy is still alive. Yeah.
Mommy all right?
Yeah, man. Mama Echo up on Chirpy.
Mama Echo?
Yeah, man.
Up on Chirpy?
Yeah, man.
Makes sense.
You fit on me too.
Schooling. Where did you attend school?
Well, I attend Brother Claudy Basic School.
Brother Claudy.
They used to call it Pontop Basic School, and then I went to Beulah Allies, which is in New Longville.
Mm-hmm.
Then after New Longville, I went to Maypen Secondary before it turned Central High.
Yeah.
And after that, I just took on the whole world from my shoulder.
Music University.
Yeah.
So you had eight siblings?
No, seven.
Seven
siblings.
So it was 8 of you.
Yeah, it was.
So what was it like growing up in Turner, though?
Well, it was a beautiful time of my life. You know, the best time of my life is just knowing that the whole of my brother and sister them alive. You know.
Yeah.
And the whole of we can live good and nice together, never have no fuss, no fight. We might might meet, but that's as far as it went.
Yeah.
You know, going to the river and the pond. You see me?
Mm-hmm.
That one pond up on the road, which we used to go dive and catch fish and them something there and get well if I beaten if we stop go down at the pond and then something there. But I just want me to learn to swim before me go a river to sea.
Yeah. So what was it like financially though, knowing that it was quite a number of you guys growing
really
up?
Rough in a bedroom.
It was rough.
Yeah, man.
Mm.
Rough. Dirt floor
and
them something there, you know. But we still just, you know, put your mind and bend your mind to your condition.
Yeah.
And just know, so we don't grudge nobody for what they have. We just can bear your wants.
Yes.
And just easy, you know.
So at the start, another important thing, how you finish it.
Yes, how you finish it, yeah, man.
So.
Because sometimes it gets rough in the middle too, you know.
True.
The finishing
and
point.
And at the start alone,
yeah.
That makes sense, you know. It's an important lesson that I message that. The music thing, though, Merciless.
Mm-hmm.
When or how did you get involved in the music? When did you realize, say, you have that something here, that talent something here, and that this is what you want to take on?
I beg your pardon?
Yes.
Now my heart get hardened. May I say to you now?
Yes.
Music has been my passion
from
my youth growing up, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know what I used to do? I used to walk and pick up buckle. And drop 10 cents in a jukebox. Sell buckle and drop 10 cents in a Miss Monica jukebox. And punch version.
Yeah.
And DJ whole night for the old man them when I play domino.
Yeah.
And some of them would have said, Boogs the boy sound like him can go on with something, you know. And them something that encouraged me.
Yes.
A lot. Plus my grandfather used to have a thing where you call me a melodica.
Yes.
Where you play the key then and blow it. Enough time him hide it from me, but we always find it. And just blow it and just music just dead air flow and we just know say yo, I saw your thing go, you know. Then DJ business now me used to love listen to like Papa San and them DJ. My favorite
early
DJ that.
Papa San.
Yeah man, my favorite DJ that.
Yeah.
And thing and when I tell me used to DJ has some Papa San lyrics, that's one night I go out and dance and a man say, me hear them lyrics there already, you know. He say, my tune, you know. But you know. That was part of it, and then me start learning how to write lyrics now. Because my first song where me find, you know, is Bagga Brown did come at me a pen with that thing on him, Red Label, Reggae Cable.
Yeah.
And everybody come a DJ about Demarara and Shandy and Carib and them something there. And the final lyrics near White Flower Dumpling and Curry Chicken back, you know.
Yeah.
I eat me use and steal the show. You
remember it?
I don't remember the lyrics there, man. But remember the food.
You remember the food?
Because I cook it all the while, same way. You see me?
So that was your start?
Yeah, I started in that till I go find out.
What name was you, where you going by at that
Sugar
time?
Sugar Demus. Demus.
Yeah, how man. You get that name there?
Because I did like the Demus family.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we just called myself Sugar Demus, you know. Because they used to call me Sugar Rat first, you know.
Sugar Rat.
Yeah, man. And then we just changed my name to Sugar Demus. Yeah. By sitting on the corner, me and the youth, them a vibe and thing, you see me? Yeah. So after Sugar Demus now, my brethren them come tell me, a youth name Ichirangs and Super Sass from Maypen come tell me, say, you know, say, them have a thing down and watching them Roof Club, you know, man.
Roof Night Club.
Yeah, Courtney Cole, and yes, go on with that thing where I recruit artists.
James
know.
Avenue.
Yeah, enter contest and them thing. There are 10 artists have enter, you know. And I go down a roof, you know. Them time the Buju Bantan have Browning, you know. And I find a tune where say, some man a cry for black woman and a ball for Browning, but me no left me down to earth thing and win the $500, you know, brother.
Yeah.
The more Clarendon me left from, you know.
Yes.
If you go out watch you, you know. Pick up back and pay me fear, you know.
Yes.
If you go win 500, you know.
Yeah.
That if you come back from watch you, you know. If you go back at Clarendon, you know. We stop at over Yowatan.
Yes.
Because my little bridge in there, me, Kimmy, the family, them have a bakery, you know.
Yeah, but out in a Yowatan there.
Yeah, I'm beg a bread, you know. So I keep me through the night.
Yeah.
With some water and things. Because I don't have the money because I watch it there, you know.
Yeah, tourist.
Tourist, thing, yeah. Man. So you don't know anything, man. So I will just survive at any means.
Yes.
You see me?
So after that competition, you know, Leonard.
I win the competition and quote Nicole Vice me on the same butterfly rhythm with Jimmy Jigsy. King and Tony Curtis.
Yes.
With that tune and him. Me, wife, you fight him. Me, T, you flap, neither me, T, carry me telling a war between me and me, T, this year. Me, T, you flap, neither me, T, career. Till Court Nicole start Vice now at Penthouse every Thursday night, you see me? So me used to like jump in at the van now or even left Clarendon and come at Penthouse, come meet Court Nicole and them thing there. And man, now Vice me again, you know, till me just say, all right, everything Chris still.
Yeah.
But him put out a one tune with me still.
That he made the song.
And me give thanks, yeah. You know?
How well did that song do?
Well, that song they did go on with a little thing still, you know, but it never worldwide like
that.
Yeah, you know?
It never connect like that.
Yeah, because me never really get the push from that song like women did that expect.
But really,
at least me still give thanks and advice from the rhythm so we can talk about it now.
Okay, but that song never really like expose.
Give me the push, The way the exposure, I mean, I look for that song, never really give me it.
So after that, what came next?
After that, now, me come find. Gaddafi.
Yes.
Gaddafi used to sell phone calls down at Amafuchi Road and them things. Me come at town now, me and my brethren now. Because there are my pens down in front of the carded factory, you know. Upon a while, me and my brethren, you know, say, I lend out my mercy that me find, you know.
Me lend out my mercy, you know.
So me and Lenky come at town now and we buck up Gaddafi now. Me don't know Gaddafi from a hole in the wall, but him know Lenky.
Yes.
Because them used to DJ for 10 cents downtown. So when Gaddafi see we now, Penthouse we there, you know. So we are go at town in the old car with them and sang what we find, you know, Can't sit down and me a pen in the car, nobody done have advice, you know, Benjamin.
Yeah.
Gaddafi say, you still a DJ? Man say, yeah, man, I'm there with my bad DJ friend from country, you know.
Yes.
Gaddafi say, me hear your sound, man, if you still have it. And him DJ and Gaddafi say, all right, but me hear your bridging now. And when I give him Lenout my mercy, at the same time, I go upstairs go book the time, you know.
Yeah,
man, I do Lenout my mercy pan Sea of Love rhythm and thing. Then we power go hear the song now and then buy it from we.
Okay.
And put it out pan Stone Love label now. And then we do Wicked Man Talk already.
Yes.
For the same Sea of Love rhythm. So
yes.
Tune that me sing for Weep Out now. Panda rhythm, you know, I tour them go number one in Japan and thing.
Yeah?
1994, so me start tour.
So you start tour?
Yeah. But you see, when me start tour, the same year that me go England with Capleton when he come back and find the tune and him after me left from Jamaica, got a foreign band tour. Mm-hmm. You see me? 1994, you see me?
Yeah, so Capleton was the first person who brought you on the road?
No, not really. I didn't go with
Capleton. You go with him?
The promoter booked Capleton separately from me.
Okay, but both was of you were the same.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. Mercy start you know the thing?
You know, Mercy start me off and then me come with me and the girl them, Gizada. Be a sexy girl, me a grown and a sada. The girl them a say me out a harder. And a slap me take it off of me father. Well, well! So the father, so the son. Me pupa was a gyalis. See him so me come. Cut it there, sir.
Yes.
Catalog
so,
big.
After Mercy and the other tune you have voice, Weepow, the songs kept on coming.
Yeah, man.
You started touring.
Yeah, then me go tour Japan now. Me and Richie Steve, man, bass at the same thing. And
yes.
First Japan tour, I've never been back since then.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very,
very good.
Very, very good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I enjoy myself. Because when we go to Japan, I first never fly so far, you know. But really, Canada was the first place I've been still.
So
just like a one show.
Oh, so when you got the break, Canada was your first stop?
It was my first fly out.
Yes, okay.
That's when my day in the plane and I said, I'm me this. You see, because I said, yo, you know what I said? When me did that do for me and youth, it really come to something.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So I get serious with my life now and I say, yo, this thing, yeah, I have to step on it with my whole heart, you know, because I can't go back to where I'm coming from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that I go back to Clarendon and
Yes, and yes. Brain. I understand that, man.
To the, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so after Canada and England and Japan now, start travel America now and some whole more Caribbean island and all over the world have been Austria and them places there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, France and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And me just find out some music big all over the world, you know, my brother. Because when me go someplace, go DJ, me frightened to see how people are sing my song them word for word.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me to know some people know me song them like that. So me have to just make sure me keep me thing on a level which part, you know?
Yes.
It have standard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the songs kept on coming,
mm-hmm.
Leonard.
Yeah.
After Managalis.
I come with Mr. Houdini, same way for Weepow again.
Yeah,
man, long time, my old girl was for Gaddafi too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Gaddafi.
Producer one. Yeah,
and
then produced God Alone with me, Action Fire.
And like a hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Big song that.
Big song.
Still
man.
The biggest God song right now for the land. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Because I do an interview with Hero last weekend and he must say, that was the song I really and truly introduced him to the people.
Yeah, man.
You understand?
When I bring him Action Fire to the forefront and say, you would.
Take on road.
See the world there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Mr. Houdini, a next monster it.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And then after Mr. Houdini comes, some girl, Man Confused, that have the East Coast label.
Yeah.
But me still have the whole heap more song for Weepow still, mm-hmm. Whole heap more song we do for Stone of Labour still, man.
But those were the songs that really connect with the masses and really take on road.
Yeah, but even him. What them want,
mm-hmm.
You know, the latter part, they're still Stone Love.
Stone Love again.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I'm bully more producer my voice, Steely and them man there, you know?
Yeah.
And whole heap of producer I sing for right now, Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole of my song there, my voice is Jeremy Harding. From the rhythm where Sean Paul said, woman no want no be to be in the same sima.
Yes.
Remember me say girl them said they want me from the first minute them saw me and them too. You see me?
Yes, yes.
Whole heap of sitting, man. Like how me said, the girl them said them want me from the first minute them saw me them. Call me out, so tell me said them honey. Them take said pa me, they lift me up and carry me. Fi strip me naked and take pencil and draw me. Them pat a claw me fi bite me up and charm me. Tell me say nobody can love them better me. Howdy!
Mad something.
Yeah.
All right. And firstly, let me say, even though the man is advancing in age, the voice, big same way.
Yeah, man, we don't drop nothing. Man.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. All right. So.
A grown food with these, you know.
It's a grown food. Yeah, man, them is up there.
Yeah, man.
You kept on working, the hits kept on coming.
Yeah,
you kept on touring. Yes.
Sometimes I just sit back still and just go and meditate and write, you know.
Yeah.
Because writing is one of my hobby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All the songs that you have recorded, you wrote?
Yeah, man.
Every song?
Every song.
You never performed a song for a writer yet?
No.
No?
One song I performed for a writer was What Up.
What Up?
To my family, my foes and my friends. Mm-hmm. It was written by Jaguar.
Jaguar.
For Scatterbury.
Okay.
Yeah, that pan martial arts with it, you know.
But me must
kings
take,
of kings.
Me must take time out doing the Merciless, we say. Yeah. For a man with so much hits, for really and truly, pen excuse all of them
me,
lyrics there.
Excuse me, I just take a sip out my bourbon.
For take, for create all of them lyrics man. There. I credit that to them, brother.
Because you know what I'm saying to you, like, them say a bad rock man is a quarrel with them tool.
Mm-hmm.
Music is a craft, you know.
Yes.
Like a plumber. Plumbing are your trade, but the wrench
are your tool.
Are your tool.
Yes.
So music is my trade, mm-hmm. and lyrics is my tool. So we can't go out there for no joking thing, because mm-hmm. this is battlefield.
Yes.
Don't ever drop your shield.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's rough, yeah. But you know, the world is waiting, you know, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
For some things right now, because we have it for them still, you know, my brother.
Yes.
And it can't too much.
Can't too much.
So, my time and my day them now is to just sit down. If I don't have no studio work,
mm-hmm.
I just stay in my yard and just go and pencil out something. We might not finish a song for the day.
Yes.
Know? But at least the idea, we find at least one verse and a chorus.
Yes.
And then we might go somewhere else
mm-hmm.
and find the next verse.
Yes.
Depends upon the environment of your inner. And the people that
the they are around. Around you.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Have you ever written for anybody in the business?
Quite a few
quite
people.
Quite a few people.
You know, people come ask me for ideas and things.
And, okay, and give them really, pointers and stuff.
Yeah.
But so, write a full song.
Yeah,
no.
I've never done that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mac, we step back a little before we step forward, Leonard. How challenging was it, though, to get a break in the music?
Rough.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the experiences where you can recall?
My experience is that, you know, town DJ, they may not go on like say they're my baddest thing. So when me left Clarendon and come at town now and step up to the game now,
yeah,
me find out, say, to all my thing them steer, then give me a big fight, you know.
Yes.
But you know, the more them fight,
stronger
and the stronger we get. Not saying say, every town artist
mm-hmm.
feel the same way about me.
Yes,
enough
yes.
of them glorify me and some of them respect. Glorify you underneath them breath.
Yes.
You understand? Because they see me and fret. So, with all that now, you see, it's that thing when you have confidence within yourself. You know, say you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, no giving up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I just keep pressing on
yes.
and just do my thing, because at that need they have to do, I'm not to matter people or care about where a guy want to think or say I do.
Mm-hmm.
And music, me I do.
Alright, yeah. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. So Father God.
And a Father God,
mm-hmm.
me I say.
Mm-hmm.
And a Father God lead my way.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes. Father Leonard,
mm-hmm.
it is no secret that there has been discussion throughout your career that you sound a lot like Bounty Killer.
Well, all over the world people say that still, but it's good for no say you sound like somebody or somebody sound like you. Nothing no wrong.
You didn't think that
happened? Two of the baddest voices in reggae music.
Not 2 years of that.
Mm.
A serious medicine.
Two of the best dancehall voices in reggae music, Merciless and Bounty Killer.
No debate none of that.
No debate none of that.
Do you think that persons might have want some other persons? Because the reality, you know, everybody a fan of every artist,
mm-hmm.
yeah? You think that you'd have probably had a few more fans if people never probably think you're basically living a killer shadow. Because people say that you're not Merciless, because we're going to be real and we're going to reason, you know?
All right, so I'm telling you now.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have people who say Bounty Killer living in my shadow too.
Yeah.
So I just saw the world run.
Mm-hmm,
but you don't know what? Me not sing Bounty lyrics and him not sing
your lyrics.
Because me and Bounty Killer do song.
Yes.
Me and Beanie Man do song.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Me and Wally Pa artist do song.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. A part of the career, Mercy, was that feud, that rivalry between you and the killer.
Mm-hmm.
Did that push your career or did it hurt your career?
It both push and hurt. Both of us.
Yes.
I tell you.
Yeah. How did it hurt you though?
No, it hurt me for one time people I said, why Bounty Killer I say radio man if you play me tune if me depend the rhythm where him depend and if promoter I put on show and him depend it then if you book me.
Killer said that our man say killer.
People say killer say so.
Okay.
Cause me never hear that out of Bounty mouth.
Yeah.
So that's what people say.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So just work with it.
Yes.
But me not have no grudge and not eat for one particular my DJ.
Simple.
Yeah, man.
Alright. Mm. Mercy. Bad in the studio. Bad on stage.
I'm bad out of road. For me age.
many people can remember Merciless taking on three of the giants in the dancehall industry. One time.
Yeah.
That was
a grand time.
Yeah, man. Speak to us about that night.
Well, practically the war was about me and Ninja Man,
yes,
only.
Mm-hmm.
Come to do a tune, we said, boy, I never know when this guy was coming on to Christmas.
Yes,
you know,
man.
Boy, I never know when this I run up in and me wear the vice now. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And me do that and go again foreign and call everybody name, you know. When me look now, then say, boy, you book for war with Ninja Man as thing, you know.
Mm, so that wasn't your choice?
No.
A Leng set up him thing?
Yeah.
Mm.
So me I say, all right, then me had the warring Dan from Clarendon. So me now back from Norman.
Yes.
You see me?
Mm.
So when me there foreign, me hear Bunty Killer out here, yap, so no man can't kill him daddy.
Yeah, which is Ninja.
Yeah.
Mm.
So when me deal with Ninja Man now, Mr. Leng, what do you feel in your right mind? And clash me with Junkie. Send out Bunty!
Yes.
And Ninja Man did glad for the help, you know. Because he need Bunty back at him as his son.
Yes.
So the war start now. When we look, Mr. Beanie Man, I walk backstage because throughout the years, him and Bunty Killer war.
Have a thing. Mm-hmm.
And I know nobody no win, you know.
Yeah.
Mr. Moses, you want peace? The man said, boy, your Bunty voice here, I use.
So he said?
Yeah, so I grab back the mic. The world no see it, man. When I talk, I just fax, you know.
Mm.
So I grab back the mic now and just say, yo, listen to me now, man, right? I don't want to do nothing with none of you, you know.
Yeah.
Because before you come, I give you a microphone, so you can try to tear off Bunty's drive, you take side against me. So you know, I feel dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just plan to tear off some head. No business. A dance hall and a entertainment. And I don't say go on nothing personal or nothing physical.
Yeah. Mm. Lyrics.
Just lyrics, man.
And you were crowned. Yeah. King of Sting.
Yeah, man. Do you have to be king of something?
Yes. Mm. And out of that came a monster hit song.
Yeah, man.
One piece of it, Mercy.
Well, if a hit song come out of that thing.
We are talking the one about the clash, cause your voice is a tune about the clash.
No links and junk if it test me. Never know such a bless me. Boy, disrespect and no police, no arrest me. Try for the test me, none of them arrest me. Make me go know the history. Yes, it all begin there. 2000 thing there. Yeah.
But, Mercer, like all a reason though. After that, do you think that you ran a risk where persons now started to put you in a box as a clash artist?
Yeah, man, I don't run risks.
Mm.
Me become genuinely one clash artist.
Yes,
this
yes.
So
but
them put me quick clash with everybody.
Body.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Cause that was the first. No, that wasn't the first war with me and Ninja Man. You know?
Yeah.
Action Fire did keep a dance at Guy's Hill Market House with Killer
Man. Yeah, Mister Clips of that one there for choose. Yes.
That was the first war with me and Ninja Man. You see me? When me say me never knew Ninja could have run faster than Merlin. When me pop out the Millie 14, from this up, him start look for me one way.
Yes.
Cause he knows that me and a smart if he play with.
Yes, I.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
But the question no more, go ahead.
Yeah, being them say we are clash artists and where. You see, at time and place everything still on my brother. Cause you know I go always go up and see us go clash.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
Sometimes now we know so we go out on show now we just go get a regular
performance
and thing and do the thing same way, you know?
Yes.
And we're not in that mood there. So if somebody even come up and say boy, me just walk off and leave them alone.
Mm.
Yeah man.
And not being afraid
that me get paid for
running from the clash.
Yeah, I mean I know.
You're not afraid of that. Okay.
No, it wasn't advertised as that.
Yeah, you're not booked for that.
No, I'm not booked for that. I'm not walk and look for that.
I ask you a little thing though, because I made a little thing, you know, Father Leonard. See, I appreciate after that clash, I forgot that many persons start view you as a clash artist, and the status you did create for yourself as a recording artist started to decline.
Mm.
Because people have you in a box and say, yo, we just have Merciless as a clash artist.
No, but after that, no, that was the only clash tune me did do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Junk if you test me.
Yes.
Know? After that, a regular song me sing,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but Mercy. But me and you can agree that them songs they never connect as much as previous songs.
Yeah, but no, well, if them connect, man. After that, the way I say, man.
But not compared to Houdini and Long Time.
No, man, well, if a song, but Houdini never, Houdini, what them want never do before Houdini. What them want that with you, yeah. What them want was way after the Clash, you know.
Was way after the Clash?
Yeah, man, remember say Clash was thing 2000, you know.
Yes, I know that.
So from 2001.
Which year them want?
Not just where they, man.
Give me
from
Mercy.
Fiesta Rhythm, man.
Yeah, but Fiesta Rhythm from when me a guy school, Mercy.
No, man, Fiesta Rhythm not come out 2000.
Fiesta Rhythm come out between 2000 and 2003, 4.
No, man, Fiesta Rhythm come out by 2006, 7, man.
2006, 7. Probably I may get it wrong still.
Yeah, man.
All right, so in a year, Ed, the Clash there never did really hurt Merciless.
No, man.
Mm.
Right now, I don't have time for earth, you know, my brother. I just do music and go and live my life, and no matter why, you know, I just steal music, we still go and do.
Yes.
I just praise God and live, you know.
Cool.
And work for the best every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I don't grudge nobody, I don't watch the next artist, I just do my thing and live my life.
Makes sense.
Hmm?
Makes sense.
And work for everybody come out good.
Makes sense.
Mm, like them upcoming artists, you know.
Yeah.
We just wish all of them the best.
Mm-hmm.
Just make all the money, build up all the house. Take care of your family and don't buy no gun.
Makes sense.
Yeah, man.
How are things between you and the killer?
Me and killer cool in a long time. I don't see him still, but me and killer.
But no good?
Yeah, man.
How are things between you
killer
and the
killer? Killer over there, so, and you me over there. So.
But a mutual respect.
Yeah, same way.
How are things between you and the Gargan?
Me a born to killer DJ. You know?
Yes.
Mm. Gaza.
Gargan. Ninja.
Yeah, Ninja, man. Chris, man.
Yeah, Chris.
Listen to me. The show we are keep at Watch Riots this Saturday, you know,
mm-hmm.
From then till now.
Yes.
A Ninja Man show, you know, when we are performing, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Then even when Ninja Man got caught, go get sentenced. How we think sit down from bench down there supporting?
Get in there?
Of course it is. I was there. Strength. Me and Stacious and the Angel.
Yeah, me know Stacious and the board.
Yeah, me did there and the Angel.
Mm.
And me ask Wally parties if them now go and them I say, chop. And kiss them teeth. Me say, no, Ninja Man is a good youth. Because sometimes the worst can happen to the best of us.
And the best and the worst of us, true that, you know.
Sometimes, you understand?
Sometimes.
So, Ninja Man is a decent DJ to me. Because even when after the Clash, me keep a show, a memorial for my bridge, you know, dead or firing.
Mm-hmm.
And when me do up in my yard, you know, and here down at the ball ground, you know, and Ninja Man down there at this,
I see
you know.
At this,
you yeah, man.
Yeah.
But me no feel no way he was the first man on stage.
Mm-hmm. See, I respect that.
And Sting 2000 just done.
Yes, that I respect.
Me lift me up to your Gargan and where I say my brother, man.
Mad thing.
Yeah.
Mad thing. Mercy, you have performed many, many places. You have toured many countries.
Yeah, man.
What is the biggest, your man will work, Sumfest work, Sting will work, all about the place.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest stage you have walked on in your career? When I see that crowd, they say, I can't meet them people you come to see.
The biggest crowd
mm-hmm.
me I've ever performed for
mm-hmm.
was Notting Hill Carnival in England.
Mm.
When Busta Rhymes called me up.
Yeah.
And I sing Mavis.
Yes.
That day they see people faint.
Yeah.
Me I go through the crowd to go up on the stage, my youth, and me I tell you something nearly suffocate.
Mm.
1 million people there, one place. Notting Hill Carnival, the biggest show that me ever performed. Mm. Mm, like thousands of people come to some other show.
Yes.
But Notting Hill Carnival, with 1 million people, are the biggest crowd that me ever sing for.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place to perform? Or where's your favorite place to perform?
Well, I don't really have no favorite place, you know. I perform any bush anywhere, you know. Anywhere stage show and dance, I keep from people.
You ready?
Yeah, man, I talk about I perform for all two people now and dance. I feel like I sting with the same way.
You did it or you would do it?
I did it and I done it and I will do it again.
Which part you do that?
All about, man. I got some dance where promoter put on and it flap, man.
Yeah.
The people that did that can count on one and we still a sing. I entertain the crowd the same way.
Makes sense.
Because I come for entertain.
You come for work.
Yeah. Mm. So we no business with what people want there. Because the beauty of the promoter, we promote them things so people turn out.
True.
You understand?
True.
Yeah, so
true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I signed contract for come sing, so I just sing.
Yes.
Because maybe I can do this, I sing and I draw people out of the house.
True that, because enough time to see that happen.
Yeah, man. Because some of them don't believe, say, yes, if I go to there, because they look down from the promoter and say, Tom Stokes can't carry them and they come here, so man.
Yeah.
And when you look Tom Stokes, make me reach there. And with them surprised now, say, next time Tom Stokes, I will keep something now. I'm saying him and carry one big artist, then will come out because they believe in them promotion now.
Mm-hmm.
You see me? So that's one of them things there.
Father Leonard,
mm-hmm.
What's your best memory or moment of your career to this day?
Was when me sing Mama Cooking at the Greatest and put her in the video.
Why?
No, man, that bring more than joy to my heart, man. If you know me can do that.
You know what I'm saying? Where I come from?
And me and my mother, they in our video together and I'm singing for my
for
mother,
mommy.
For the world to
see.
Yeah.
Give a piece of that tune, you know, man.
Well, I will always be thankful and always be true for all the things that mama taught me to do. Mama, mama, me love you for true. Nobody could have never make me disrespect you. Mama cooking are the greatest. Oh, yes. Merciless, got to confess.
Mad thing.
Yeah, man.
Classic, running,
sir. Brother. Yeah, man.
Classic. Classic. There has been...
I felt that... That's one of the best videos I've ever done.
That's one of the best videos I've ever done.
Yeah.
And that song, not only you say you felt proud for being there with your mother, I suppose that song is also a documentation of the journey.
One of my biggest it is Mama Cooking and the Greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what now? When I recorded that song for Gaddafi.
Yeah. Oh, Gaddafi again?
Yeah, I put it on Redemption Song.
Redeem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we put on the record Bob Marley Redeem.
Yes.
Redemption Song, because you can't take Bob rights, you know.
Yes.
Because Gaddafi can't go on like him, own Bob Redeem.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My lyrics put to Bob Marley Redeem.
Yes.
And that was the slowest rhythm I've ever DJed.
Because basically, singing did really, I sing if you really check it out.
Sing, me sing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That song mean a lot to you.
Of course it is.
Realize, man. Me see that. Me see that. Speaking about some Mama Cooking, are one of your favorite.
Yeah.
Normally, Leonard, when we talk to the artist, you realize say an artist's most successful song commercially, financially, may not always be the artist's most favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the songs we have done, out of the hundreds of songs, the hits up on top of hits, what is the favorite song that you have recorded? The song where you sing the most in your quiet time? The song will give you that vibe there. They say, yo, me da feel it when me do that song there.
Still the Mama Cooking.
Still the Mama Cooking.
It's laying out my mercy.
Yes.
It's when you come on to like doing dub plate.
Yes.
Every sound in the world want that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because of that song there.
And that song there bust put it to the world.
Yeah. And that song there bust me in the world.
Yeah. You still not give me none of it yet.
Mm-hmm. Lend out me mercy, me no get it back yet, and anything test the merciless of death. Tell them, say, me give away me pity, me with destroy your city. You no check, say, a joke, me a make. Me no have no mercy at all, me bitter like gall. Make sure, say, I know my name, you call. He'll see we get all your marrow flash out pan the wall. You with a roll like ball. Me a boy, we respect me brethren. Len gal me chain and me len gal me ring. Pattern me stove with the hina me kitchen. Not no can too good. Fi me len me sistrin. Howdy!
Classic, yeah, classic, classic, yeah, classic. So yeah. That song still keeps making food for Leonard.
Man. Every day, man.
And the song that we introduced to the world.
Yeah, the song we introduced to the world. Where everybody in the world know me by really and truly.
Yes.
Leonard, my mercy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There have been some moments in the career, Leonard, where you would have made the news for the wrong reason. One of the moments was that you were incarcerated overseas at one point in time.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how much you want to speak about that situation, but...
Well, that situation, they are just like people try to hurt me, and I try to defend myself, and I just get caught up. Which, the reason why I'm there now is because I was properly brought up. You understand? So, that was a moment in time which part me just me no really have no regrets still, you know.
Yes.
Because when we did get locked up, I wasn't nothing like where people out of bounds, you understand? Because people don't know your business, you chat about
it. There are many different theories on the streets, you know.
No, man, I just sound simple or something. So you know, see me there, someone that reason with them, man.
Yes, so. What is the situation with you in America?
We did some time, you know.
Yeah, you did some time. Because based on my research, it was 14 months.
Yeah. And more time took us from Dessa to Dessa.
Oh, okay.
Last place
I
left from the federal. Yeah, so.
Me
come home still, man.
That is good.
Yeah, I'm home. Are you say Chrome, I'm home.
Are you able to travel to the United States?
At some point in my life.
At some point in your life.
Yeah.
Out of that experience also came another big song.
Yeah, man.
Letter
this
to my
is
mama.
A letter to my mama. It's a letter to my mama. Dear mama, your last boy, Leonard, this. Me just a check for see if everything I yard, Chris. Anyway, you know the feds, them hold me. Just two, me never listen what you told me. 30 years for your gun that you no heard of. Me would have get less time if I murder.
Yeah, that's sad. All right. Mm. I mean, out of adversity, you was able.
Because from the first day me dropping on the federal, me start write that song there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Letter to my mother. And you still not left out, mommy?
Nah, man. The man so waste me for write to. I first person that me have to write, you know.
Big sense.
Because me didn't listen to what she told me.
Yes.
I go and she made me come home, she scold me.
Yeah, so man. That experience, Mercy, I'm sure would have taught you some lessons.
Yeah, man.
And as you say, you're not a regret.
No, I don't have no regret.
You don't have no regret.
What I went for.
Yes. Okay.
Because I try to defend my life.
Mm-hmm.
I end up on the wrong side of the law.
Yes.
But you see, it's like how I count my blessing, I learn my lesson.
Makes sense, so we can't fight that.
Mm-mm.
Can't fight that. Looking at the career, Mercy, Zane. Do you
have to watch what I said about rear, you know. Because I don't really have nothing in a rear, I don't deal with rear, you know. I have a talent.
Yes. Yeah? Yes. Yeah.
And nobody can tell Walent. I have a talent. For real.
For real.
I don't deal with rear.
No rear.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Talent.
Look
and
here,
nobody
I don't deal with nothing in a rear.
Makes sense.
But talk like, about, speak about my talent.
About your talent.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Yes, all right, so looking at the talent.
Yeah.
Looking at the talent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything along the way, along the journey, that you do differently if you get the chance to do it over again?
Well, we can't say there's nothing that I would do differently, you know, because the only thing I do right now is just make some good music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I say to you?
Yeah.
And for as long as I live,
yes,
that's what I shall be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Good,
music.
Better, and best music.
Yeah.
And try to be one of the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mama Cooking.
Yes.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I can't see myself going back to negativity. Like, cause going being to jail is negative still, you know.
Sure.
But me take it and turn it into positive. You understand? So I can't see myself coming up on the positive side of now. Where me I go try to get more positive. You see me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I may build a word tonight.
You realize, man. I mean, I know it.
You don't know that word and you're a teacher.
That be that I tell you.
Me I try to be more positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because right now, you know, my brother, like them say, trouble no set like rain, you know.
Yeah.
Temptation come your way more time in a bridging, but you know, I just you know, for no say the devil busy, you know, and stay far from certain thing and certain thing. You see, my brother?
Yes.
And just know say, when me not have school that works, I mean, I perform nowhere, lock up in my house, I watch two big bad show, or me I write some song and just go and easy and meditate and read my Bible and them things, my brother. Because I don't have time to sit down and hitch up a roadside and them things. And I my life that.
Mercy.
At least, we can still say me have a few friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I mean, I'm not a friend, them, you know.
Yes.
But me have ones and ones.
Yes, you can some turn up
and,
you can and reason,
reason with more
yes.
time and then cut a reasoning short.
Yes.
And gone back in my quarters.
Yes.
Yeah, then where them drop it, you see me?
Yes. You would have achieved hits upon hits. You have classics in the business.
Yes, man.
What would you say is your greatest, your single greatest achievement as a dancer? When I say artist, as a dancer, superstar.
Greatest achievement?
Yes.
Well, we buy some land and build a couple of houses, you know.
Yes.
Mm. I don't nothing for brag and boast about, but that show me some talent work.
Yes.
Mm. And I just so me put my thing.
Yeah, make something out of making something.
Make something out of making nothing. You can go back to me tell you so me
yes,
start.
Yes, that's where you start from. Every artist when they come into the business, Leonard, in the back of them head, or somewhere in them mind, them have a goal what they want for your team. Is there anything that as a DJ you haven't achieved yet where you want that something there?
You see, you have a thing in a life when you stay in power, you know.
Longevity.
Yeah, and longevity. And that me want in this business, yeah. So that's why we just try to stay up on the positive side.
Yes.
You understand what I say to you, my brother? We don't talk about no house and car and them sitting there, because that are just, life itself is vanity, you know.
Yes.
I want to worship material things, but I'm going to you want to know, sir. When you make certain things out of music business or any business you're in, you have a place to lay your head.
Yes.
That me I talk about. Right. So, me achieve a couple of them there already, and me just go on easy and just know. So, me just want to make some more bigger song right now.
Bigger songs, right?
Yeah,
now.
And travel some more bigger places. I'm going to know some different part of the world, you know. You understand?
Some new people.
Yeah, some children, them can just know. So, them father, hold up in head, you know.
Speaking about children, how many?
Well, so far.
So far.
We have some children. We get some children.
Yeah,
we get some children. Yeah, man.
Some children.
Yeah, we get some children. I'm a big son. I'm a big son a rapper. You know?
Yeah, big son a rapper.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, I take on the dance all thing like him, daddy.
No, but he has still music.
Yes, true. That's true.
Yeah. Big son live in Canada. I'm a rapper, man. Yeah.
Married?
Me?
Yeah.
Once?
But what did ever happen to that?
No, my wife died.
Oh, your wife died?
Man. Yeah, man.
No, you know?
Yeah,
my condolences. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. At the first, me learned
man,
that.
My wife died a couple years ago, man. The world know that, man. But so.
My condolences.
Part of the journey. You know? Yeah,
yes.
Man. Give thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Blessings, brother.
Respect, yeah, man.
Yeah, I know.
It hurtful still, but you know?
See the pre.
Yeah.
See the pre.
Just say it, come on.
Mm.
But right now, I show the ice still, you know. That's something where I work on right now. Because if you hear about the new collab with me and Liquor Hero and Action Fire, it's a chop, you know. When you hear Psalms and prayer,
it's
Yeah, man, it's a go on with that thing, man. Plus, I have a next collaboration with a girl named Chantel.
Yeah.
It's a go on too, you understand? Plus, some other new things now where I put in place now.
Yes.
Whole heap of things I deal with, you know.
So, Mercy is in the studio.
Every day, man. Yeah, man.
Writing.
We are talking about my brother.
So,
man.
The songs that are out, what people find them?
Them are chop, man. Them, you can go up on YouTube and find them, man.
Just YouTube, no.
And
no
everywhere,
iTunes,
everywhere the music.
Give me the name of the songs, them.
The song, them, Psalms and Prayer. And
Psalms that are you and Ira and.
The next song with me and Chantel name.
Chantel, yeah.
Come on, I don't remember the producer name it. Yeah, but you can find them, man. They find everything, man.
Yeah.
Plus, we hold it more things out than my brother, man. You see me?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Remember, say Merciless is not an idle DJ, you know. We're not lazy, we're not sitting on them things there, you know. Always a record, always a voice, and a do me thing, you know.
Yes.
So, when people not hear it, so them not hear it more time, sometimes I hide them, I try to hide it from the world, too, you know.
Yeah.
Because I know me do work and put out, you know. You see me? So, we're in the dark if you come in the light. So, we're not to worry about that.
Yes.
Because it's like you, say, now, come do that interview, yeah. That people can see, say, the Warrington from Clarendon, there, live and in living color, and Warren never mash up and candid, me there. You see me?
There.
Yeah.
Many singles, many hits. Have you done any albums?
You know, so from my band till now, one album me do.
Name?
Mr. Merciless.
Mr. Merciless. Mm. Why only one?
Because there was a time when I just go on to single and just go on, yeah, man.
So you never felt a motivation?
Because
for your money, right?
Some
so much
people,
I write all
some people who want me to do albums, like say, but I don't feel them.
You know, financially or?
I don't feel them in many ways.
Many ways.
Because there was a time I just find out some people come like them just want to eat half of you.
Yes.
They never put food on your table, but when you didn't share, they want to take up spoon and fork. So, the next album I'm going to put out shall be my production.
Yes.
Because I produce enough songs to you. Know.
So you have an official label?
My label, I kind of know about that. Put
with
it
the part,
out.
Okay.
I create a different thing.
Okay, so you have a plan for do something that
different,
aside
yeah, there. Yeah, man.
And you have a plan for one day again.
It's in my pipeline. I don't know one day now. This year I have put out my album with my label, man.
You started working on the album itself.
Yeah, I'm telling me I voice up some songs.
Yeah,
voice
up some songs.
Thing. Yeah, man.
How well did that?
You don't mean own a studio still, you know.
Yes.
But me can book people's studio and do my things. Yes. Because you know, I have many studios where I work.
Yes. And that album, Mr. Merciless, you say it name, right?
Yeah, man.
How well did that do, though?
You know, that bring me across the world, man. Yeah, Leonard Mercy was the lead track.
Okay. Okay.
And whole lot more songs, man.
At this point in time, Merciless, because people are going to look at you and say, Leonard a big man now.
Yeah.
Yeah? In the music realms, people are going to say, Merciless a
big
veteran.
Big man veteran a man who got war and come back with 1 year, 1 foot and 1 hand. Half a nose and them something there.
Yeah.
Me
so Merciless are not a veteran.
No,
legend.
No veteran. You know veteran, you know me I tell about. Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I'm not a veteran. You're a legend in a dance hall.
What was the last stage you
standing
performed?
Standing tall and can't fall. Eh?
Last performance you did?
I don't do the last performance yet. The most recent performance. Yeah, it was in the Bahamas.
The Bahamas. How
yeah,
was that?
I say. Nice, man.
Nice.
Then upcoming, like me tell about Ochi, the 25th now.
Oh, so you have a booking the 25th of
this
January?
Yeah. Yeah, this Saturday.
Oh, the Ninja Man show, you say?
Yeah. Turk River Park. Yeah, man.
Oh, okay, cool, cool.
All the parties are there. Enough star the planet, man. I'm glad to do that show here still because, you know, for the Gargan.
Makes sense. You would have worked with a number of artists. Lady Saw, Beanie Man, Bounty Killer.
And me and Lady Saw know the song together too, man. Yeah, man.
Is there artists where you don't work with it, Merciless? Who, you say, one day, I want voice with the artist there?
I never do a song with Shabba yet.
You don't like that?
You don't like me and Shabba do a collab.
Yeah.
I want it more artists still, you know, but just Shabba for it, just to say. Yeah.
As a man who is not a veteran, but a legend in the music,
yeah.
A man would have come up through different changes and evolution of the music. Is there anything in the music today we're going to like?
You know why we're in the music today we're going to like? Them are like I've danced too early, man. People can't get to enjoy themselves because it's the music. Is what bring people together, you know.
Yes.
And when the people then can party, then find other things to do, you know, which is, you know, other things happen. But people just want to party and enjoy themselves and things. But me agree about the nice abatement and rare and thing. But then we stop fight the dance hall, Bridget.
So if there was one thing that the music would then change, is the time frame.
Well, yeah, just make music play, Bridget. People enjoy themselves, Bridget. Because music can't stop me from sleep. Because I sleep on soundbox.
Yeah.
You understand?
Them days, eh?
Yeah, I have a whole time them people who sleep, go dance, my head, and see man turn up in a dance and sleep and then sit the same way. And the music not trouble him.
Yes.
And I dare him there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
What you think
free
about
up the music, Bridget?
What you think about the younger crop of dancehall artists, though?
Boy, so far everybody are going good and I love it, you know. Because you know what? You keep the music up. Because when I fight against nobody, you know, reggae music, you know, brother. When a man do him thing, a man just go and do him thing, and you have to glorify the youth, them works too.
Yes.
Yeah? Don't fight it. Just big up the youth, then we are going good in reggae music nowadays, somebody. Because you know what? before me and Bounty Killer and Biggie them and them.
There was them.
Other artists
sure,
them.
Sure. You understand? So the music have to live
and
on.
Them never fight we when we come.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So the music have to live on.
Yes.
So just, you have to find one spot now where you know, say, yeah, so me turn up.
Yes.
And you hold up that spot there and say, yeah, me turn up on that solid ground here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So make all of what do them thing, go and do them thing, but this is a female land.
Yes.
In a dance hall, you see me?
Mm-hmm.
And just go and do your music too.
Yes.
And glorify other people's works. You see me?
Has there been any time along the journey where you feel like that's something on your own? You can't bother with it, you're probably frustrated. You go walk away
no,
from
it. I don't know confidence, I'm going to lose it on myself, man. I'm mad, man. Walk away from dance hall.
Yeah.
No, man, I walk away from trouble.
Yeah.
That dance hall not trouble me. Yeah, man, yes, my life and soul are in the music, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
I hate that.
Yeah, man. Forever, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Music forever for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know about nobody. Can't walk away from music. It make me be who I am.
Yes.
Hmm? And this make the world know about Merciless.
Mm-hmm.
You can't walk away, brother. Yeah, it doesn't make sense if you better start a journey and then when you reach halfway, you got to turn back.
True.
It don't make no sense, brother. Better you stay where you're there.
True.
Yeah.
So music from start, music
my and life end. And soul, brother.
As a man, we're so immersed in the music, Merciless. Have you ever tried anything outside of music, business-wise?
Yeah, man, I try enough little business and things, man. And
mm-hmm.
thing. I have a couple of little something.
Couple of little things, yeah. Mm-hmm. But on music?
Yeah, that's where I dwell.
That's where you dwell.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Father Leonard, for the people them out there who want to find you, how did they go about booking dub plate?
A lot of things and everything. Because we have too much links to people can find me on Instagram, Facebook, everything. I just Merciless Instagram.
Merciless Instagram. Just Merciless.
Yeah, just Merciless.
So the people out there want to find you.
Yeah,
IG, Facebook.
Everything are just Merciless. Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Ready for tour, ready for perform.
Yeah.
Ready anything, for voice dub plate. Anything. Ready for record.
So, yeah.
For the people out there who have been a wonder.
And if you want to send me a message. Because nobody, no man can text me, you know. You have to send a written message and them something there.
Yeah.
If you want to find me, you're Merciless 876 at Yahoo and them something there.
Merciless 876 at Yahoo. No text.
No, no text. Me, no text from a man. If you're a man and you want to speak with me,
yeah.
You have to send me a written message.
Email?
No.
She-mail?
No. She-mail? No, I'm not going anywhere there.
Yeah. A written message?
Yeah. It's the last thing I know, man.
For the fans, eh, Mercy,
mm-hmm.
we've been a wonder where they worried.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to tell them, sir?
I've been around the world and yeah, man. I'm still there.
Yeah?
You see me? Worried not gone nowhere, man.
Mm-hmm.
We just travel more time and just there in Jamaica and just go and do my things here. But two, I'm not really a street man where just party every night like some artists in the bed.
Yeah.
So, I'm not against the party where I keep mm-hmm. or nothing,
yes,
everything,
yes,
but I
yes.
just feel homely
yes.
most of the time. You see me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't bother with the bully for party in Beijing. Sometimes I just want to day in my yard and just go and meet Beijing. You see me?
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like God one and two times I just go someplace. You see me?
Merciless as well.
Yeah,
Merciless
man,
is still around.
Right, alive and kicking,
yes,
man.
Yes, Merciless mm-hmm. still working.
Yeah, man.
Still putting food on the table.
We are talking
still
about
strong.
Brother, man. Of course it is, my brother, man. And still I go live long.
Yeah, you makes know? Sense.
Of course, my brother, man.
Big boss.
Yes, sir.
It's an honor.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, understand. It's a joy to sit down here, so a reason with a legend.
You yes, understand? Brother, I give thanks for you to have me on this program right now, my
yeah.
brother. You know?
Yeah,
because,
man.
You know, in every little thing that you do in reggae music, each promotion is good. You understand?
Yeah, man.
And publicity, whether good or bad, is always
yeah.
publicity.
I'm happy me have a platform where me can sit down and reason.
Of course, my brother, man. We are talking
really
about
brother, and truly
man.
Appreciate
just love
it.
And joy and happiness.
Father man. Leonard.
And give thanks, because you know what? I wait for people not there, you know,
living
and
legend.
See we there, you know.
True.
January
true,
just
true.
Beginning, we can sit down and hold a reason. Well, if a man died, jail, enough people dead. Enough people not there, my youth. Some people sick and can't get up and them things there. We just give thanks to life and health and strength and praises be to the Most High God, my brother. I'm going to lift up my hat to Mama Eka.
Yes.
Sickle. Ripe banana when it's pickle. Well, this is Warred, the Warrendon from Clarendon, a.k.a. Merciless. Father God bless you more and curse me less. Reaching out to the world from teach them. Because from them violate, something going to reach them. Nasty people things and try to break them, set them law, we try to breach them. Teach them. We allergic to broke pocket. Some want a pants with no pocket. We want some of Bill Gates money, Oprah and Bob Marley estate money. Come make we start negotiate money. Teach them. We have fame, but we want get the fortune. We want beard in a cash in a me bathroom. Me want see bigger than the rich or half moon. Me want go up on vacation a Cancun. Born poor, me never born with no gold spoon. Me want 2 pet giraffe and a baboon. Me want some hair rap money, high tycoon. I wouldn't mind win the lotto this afternoon. Teach them! From the violence, sitting go and reach them.
Teach them! Hey yo, yellow! Send a message and make it reach them. It's teach them. Right here, Warlord representing.
Thank you for watching. Please leave a comment below. Remember to like and share the video. Don't forget to subscribe for more awesome content. Follow me on social media and check out the suggested videos on screen. This is Teach saying, until next time, walk good, my friends.